AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and other world powers are hitting Russia with more sanctions amid Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine's U.S. ambassador says the assault is coming from everywhere.
From the east, south, north, and from the air.
It's Europe's biggest ground war in decades.
Peace on our continent has been shattered.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg and other world leaders are blasting the attack at the White House.
Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences.
President Biden announcing new sanctions on Russian banks, oligarchs, and other targets. But the U.S. and Western powers are not heeding Ukraine's pleas to cut Russia out of a key financial network connecting thousands of banks, fearing that would cause huge economic problems in Europe and elsewhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anti-war demonstrations staged in cities across Russia. In Moscow, the crowd chanted no to war. An online petition has drawn more than 300,000 signatures. Hundreds of journalists, scientists, and elected city leaders in Russia have signed open letters protesting against the invasion. The invasion spooked the markets. Trades were deep in the red early on, the S&P off by more than 2.5% before closing up 63 points. The Dow erased an 859-point drop to close up 92. The Nasdaq gained 436 on the day. Three former Minneapolis police officers have been convicted by a federal jury of denying George Floyd of his civil rights. Two Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Kane, charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care when then-officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck as the black man was handcuffed, face down on the street. The three also face a state trial on charges of aiding and abetting a murder and manslaughter. This is AP News. A Michigan judge orders the parents of a 15-year-old boy charged with killing four students at a suburban Detroit high school to stand trial. After a preliminary hearing, Judge Julie Nicholson said there is enough evidence against Jennifer and James Crumbly to send their case to a circuit court. They're charged with involuntary manslaughter and accused of making the gun used in the shooting available to the teen. Ford recalls nearly a 250,000 heavy-duty pickups.
The issue involves the drive shaft. Ford says heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft and it can fracture, causing a power loss or loss of control if it hits the ground. Failures also could let the trucks roll if they're stopped and the parking brake isn't on. The recall covers F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 to 2022 model years. Owners will be notified by letter starting in April. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.